death, hell, and damnation, so you have peace from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you are who He says you are. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession. As holy, kingly, priestly, chosen people, He purchased you with His holy blood and innocent sufferings and death. His word defines who you are. His word proclaims who you are. His pronouncement of forgiveness endures forever. You were not always His people. He was not always your God. You had not received mercy. But now, because of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are His people. You are a people belonging to God, and you have the Lord as your God. And mercy? You have mercy upon mercy through Christ. You are not getting what you deserve. And Jesus was shown no mercy by God when He died in your place. For you, the wrath of God fell upon Him as it should have fallen upon you. For you, He suffered and died. But He is not a dead stone. He's the living stone. God the Father raised Him from the dead on Easter morning. The stone that the builders rejected has become the first laid stone of the church's foundation. The stone on which the whole building depends. The cornerstone. He is chosen and precious in the sight of God. You are chosen and precious in the sight of God in Him. In Him. Through Him. You, like living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house. A house not made of sticks and stones, but of living stones. Yet life doesn't always fit into that beautiful picture of all of us being built together into a church, does it? There is suffering and pain in this world. Real pain, real loss. And the other stones around you, they're not always help. In fact, doesn't it feel like sometimes they try to tear you down more than they build you up? They should be supporting you, not hurting you. Sure, sticks and stones may break my bones, but the words still do hurt. Now, if you're honest with yourself, you hit people with stones too, don't you? They hurt you, you hurt them back. They anger you, you anger them. You hit others with stones so that they don't hit you. Do unto others. Stone others before they stone you. Many times that's how we live. Amidst our being built together into a spiritual house, bad stuff happens. Really bad, unfair stuff is going on all around you. Loved ones get sick, and you yourself don't always feel so hot. And it's easy to think, believing in Jesus should count for something. It should get me something. Something that the other guy who doesn't believe, something more than the other guy who doesn't believe. It should get me a pass, a get out of jail free card, a get out of suffering free card. The people around me should be better. God should be better to me. Things should be better than this. And we are left to think, chosen? Unlikely. Kingly? I can't even rule my little corner of this world, let alone anything in heaven. Holy? A people of His own possession? Are you joking? There seems to be more stones crushing us than building us up. And all of that talk that we rehearse in our head, that we hear others speak to us, all of that talk is utter unbelief, a trick of the devil. For your Lord's words are not a matter of what you see or experience. That is so important that I'm going to repeat it again. Your Lord's words are not a matter of what you see or experience. They aren't made true by things working out for you or made untrue by things not working out for you. You aren't kingly priests because you look like kingly priests. You aren't a chosen family because you act like a chosen family. Or events turn out the way that you want to prove that you are God's loved ones. Nor do you do anything or make yourself his own possession and make life work out for you the way that you want it to work out. You are who the Father says you are, and you are worth what he paid for you. He paid the death of his Son. And it's not a matter of whether you measure up or things turn out the way that you plan. Christ did what he did for you. And that makes and defines who you are and what you are worth. Christ is the stone rejected by men, but chosen and precious. And after his death upon the cross, he was raised as a living stone. And you find your identity in him. He's the living stone, and you are living stones in him. His building, his people. He the way, the truth, and the life. You the ones receiving the way, the truth, and the life. Apart from him, you are nothing but dead rocks. Not God's people. Unholy priests who deserve no mercy. Just people stumbling around, disobeying his word. But in him, through the sacrifice of Christ, God considers you precious. His death for your sins, his resurrection for your resurrection, and you are made alive, living stones built together into his holy church. He is working among you. He's building you together. His holiness becomes your holiness. His kingliness becomes your kingliness. His priesthood, your priesthood. His mercy showered upon you daily in gift after gift after gift. So that you might proclaim the glorious deeds of him who brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In Jesus, you are no longer living in your sins, your despair, your evil, your deceit, hypocrisy, evil, slander, or whatever other stones you toss at one another. But loving others, for others, for the sake of others, he takes the stones that fall around you and builds you up together. Makes you a building, his spiritual building, his church. His word is the final word on who you are and what you will be. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That is who you have been. That is who you will be on the last day. That is who you are now. You are who he says you are. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen.